Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we are joined by Buffalo's own Washington insider, Dave Leventhal. Dave, welcome back to Hardline.
It is my pleasure to be with you, Joe Beamer.
Now, Dave, before we get into things, you have a new gig. You want to tell us about it?
I do. I'm joining NOTUS, and that's spelled N-O-T-U-S, News of the United States, as a senior editor. I've been doing a lot of work with them throughout the year as a contributing editor, along with lots of other publications. But it's a fantastic news organization. I would encourage people to check them out at notus.com. And you can read all my stuff and my colleagues there. I would note, too, that it has an incredible educational mission, along with being just a really kicktail news organization, in that we have 20 different up-and-coming journalists as fellows here who get a ton of training and do some great work on their own. So NOTUS has only been around a couple years, so definitely on the rise, to say the least.
Well, Dave, congratulations to you, and obviously we'll be, as always, we're following you, and we'll check you out on NOTUS. Let's start. Every time we talk, I don't know where we're going to start this conversation. Let's start on the Epstein. It quickly passed. You wonder why they couldn't pass the shutdown resolution that fast. Quickly passed through the House, through the Senate. The president signed it. All right, all eyes are waiting. When will we start seeing the Epstein files after this was voted on?
Yeah, lightning speed here. And I don't think anyone saw this coming, including members of Congress themselves, at least in the fashion that it ultimately played out. Let's remember that it was about a week ago that Donald Trump was still opposing the release of the Epstein files. So, you know, we all have goldfish memories here with politics flying fast and furiously the way that they do. But this has been an extraordinary turn of events. To your question, when are we going to be able to see something come out of this? Well, the answer to that question is that there is a 30-day clock that we're on right now for the material to be released based on what was passed by the House, passed by the Senate, and then signed into law by Donald Trump himself. But, and there is a huge but here, is that we may not get all the files, whatever the Epstein files truly are. And we know them to be investigation documents and likely emails and memos and all sorts of different data and information. But we won't know until they are released in some fashion as to the true voluminous nature of them. The question here is whether the Trump administration, the Department of Justice specifically, is going to attempt to withhold certain aspects of the Epstein files. And one aspect of this that really is coming into play is that material that is part of an ongoing investigation legally can be withheld. Donald Trump, let's remember, just not many weeks ago, he ordered an investigation into Democrats who may be associated with Jeffrey Epstein. So because of that, there are questions coming not only from Democrats, as you might expect, but also too from some Republicans who really want to see this material released, as to whether that is going to throw a monkey wrench into the system and delay and cause the withholding of certain information that otherwise would be out there in the public domain. And finally, too, there are the questions of redactions and whether files will be released, but if they will be blacked out, if certain types of information will be released, but others not, literally on the same page sometimes. That might be things that would be fairly obvious to be redacted, Joe, like the names of victims of Jeffrey Epstein or people in his orbit. But also, too, the government sometimes can get overzealous in the way that they redact documents. I've seen this many times personally myself, and information that I've gotten from the government from Freedom of Information Act requests. And that, too, is a question as to whether that's going to factor into the ultimate release of the Epstein files.
You know, within all this, we've seen parties turn on other members. Obviously, we've seen members of the Republican Party turn on, not turn on President Trump, but, speak out against him and force him to sign this bill on his desk. You also have Democrats that are not to the point where they approve the censure, but Democrats speaking out against Representative Plaskett for texting Jeffrey Epstein after he had been convicted. So we are seeing some, not huge, but tears within party leadership.
Absolutely. And this whole phenomenon has been one that is may seem very unmooring to a lot of people because it doesn't fit nicely into the boxes of Democrat and Republican, liberal and conservative. There's been a whole swirl of activities that really defies common notions of party convention and political ideology. And has done so in a way that has been to Donald Trump's detriment, especially when it comes to his own party. But you just mentioned it, the delegate Stacey Plaskett, she was literally texting with in a way that just a couple of weeks ago would have been like, oh my God, this is a huge scandal. And so this is really just an issue that is as stark as any that we've had in Washington this year for lots of reasons, but specifically for the reason that it's just not convenient for either party. And I know we love to talk about how both sidesism in Washington, D.C. and in politics is a terrible thing that you should never engage in. But both sides, they have problems here. That's a real thing. That is just a fact of this matter. And we're seeing that play out in just incredible fashion over the past couple of weeks.
Dave, the government shutdown has ended. That hit record levels. Are we still seeing some things from the shutdown struggle to get back to where they were?
Absolutely. First of all and foremost, if you were a government employee who was affected by the shutdown, you had to go weeks without, or potentially weeks, in many cases days, without money. So imagine just putting your budget together and making sure that you were making ends meet. A lot of government officials are not making a whole lot of money and rely on that paycheck week in and week out to make sure that they can pay their bills and put food on the table and fill their car with gas and all the things that are just standard practice in daily life. So this was incredibly disruptive for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, not just here in Washington, D.C. and the D.C. area, but all across the country who have federal government jobs in any of the 50 states and territories and beyond. So that's one thing. Also, too, there are so many government adjacent businesses that rely on working with the government or are service industries that are successful or not based on government activities that also, too, were profoundly affected by it. If there's no government to do work, then there's not a whole lot of work to go along. And that ranges from everything from government contractors to restaurants and cafes that service areas that might be near a government installation. And especially here in Washington, D.C., it's been incredibly bad for those types of people. So the halo effect, which isn't often talked about, Joe, but is very real, that's something, too, that this government shut down, particularly since it was so long, the longest in U.S. history, going well past the 35-day mark of the previous long government shutdown. It's been disruptive, and we haven't quite healed yet. And then, obviously, we've got plenty of other issues like SNAP benefits, food benefits, benefits for the those who are struggling the most among us, and air traffic control, too, which is recovering, but it's not 100% back yet. And also, too, we've got the crush of the Thanksgiving holiday week upon us right now. So that is going to be sort of the ultimate stress test as to whether the system is back to normal or pretty darn close to normal. That is an open question and is going to be a huge challenge for the government.
Now, we're recording this a little after noon on Friday, so the meeting hasn't happened yet, but Trump and Mamdani will be meeting.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In D.C. on this Friday. Obviously, we can't talk about what happened at the meeting, but the reaction to the meeting in Washington.
Well, it's huge news that the meeting is happening in the. We don't know exactly what is going to be said and what is going to be done. It does seem, though, that Mamdani and Trump both are relishing the opportunity to meet with each other and expect, I think, that there are. It's not going to be the most cordial of meetings in the world, but perhaps it might be. But it's very clear that Donald Trump is inviting a little bit of excitement and danger, and Mamdani wants to put it out there that he's not afraid of anyone, including Donald Trump. So after all of the barbs that have been traded between the two and all of the nasty things that have been said from one side and the other, for them to get together and have it out is going to be high political theater. That is almost a guarantee, and that it's happening in the White House in on ground that is home turf for Donald Trump, an away game, if you will, for Mamdani, does play into Donald Trump's hands, especially given what we've seen from other visitors to the White House. And you can think of a certain president of Ukraine from earlier this year, if you will. And so that could be a danger for Mamdani. But again, the visual of him and the symbolism of him coming to D.C. and meeting with Trump is one where he is trying to project strength. At least that's his goal. Whether the reality is going to quite meet up with that is another thing.
All eyes will be on that. Dave, we had the deal between Gaza and Israel that got a lot of attention. We still have the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, but the administration believes that there's a new opportunity to restart those peace talks.
It does, and there's a working plan in place that is being advanced, at least to some level, between, in essence, the United States and Russia. One that it's a 28-point plan, reminiscent of sort of the 20-point plan in Gaza. And among the key features of this, which, mind you, a huge caveat that this is all in flux and it's early, is that Ukraine would give up some territory and that there would be some security guarantees for Ukraine and that there would be flow of commerce in a way that there isn't right now. But there's kind of one entity missing here, and that is Ukraine, at least as an equal or co-equal partner in these negotiations. So that has been a massive non-starter for Ukraine in the past when Donald Trump has talked about carving out a plan or a path forward for an end to this war. And Ukraine doesn't want to give anything up. They feel that Russia is the aggressor, the invader, that they are fully in the wrong, that Ukraine should not have to give up a stitch of its territory, and that Russia should go back to Russia and stay the heck out of Ukraine. So that has been their standpoint, and that has been their point of negotiation throughout the entire conflict. And whether they step back from that remains to be seen, but this is the latest effort, and success is another question, but this is the latest effort that we have, and shows that Donald Trump is again interested in this issue and trying to bring this war to an end, which is something that has fluctuated with him. It has come and it has gone, and it ebbs and it flows, and right now it is it's back up on his agenda.
Dave, we'll bring it back home, and congressional districts. Now, this is on notice.org. A proposed map for South Carolina targets Jim Clyburn's district. I not only want to know about that, but where do we stand on states that are redrawing their maps and what states are maybe thinking about drawing their maps? I know Kansas has decided not to redraw their map. So where do we stand right now?
Yeah, it's a different answer for every state that's involved in this, and it's a different answer for states that are considering but not yet have gone through the process of actually moving this forward and attempting to redistrict. So if you're looking for, like, all right, well, how many states ultimately are going to be involved here and how many maps are going to be withdrawn or are going to be redrawn? Who knows? We don't know at this point because it quite, again, literally is a state by state by state affair. This is not a national thing. When we start talking Turkey and are literally doing the redrawing of the maps, even if it is, of course, a most national effort overall. And both parties have different philosophies here. The Democrats have been very clear that they are willing to redistrict. We saw that in California. Absolutely. They have their own process. It required a vote back earlier this month that passed. So they have given themselves the runway to redistrict in a way that would benefit Democrats. But also, too, we've got the courts involved now, too. And Texas is kind of ground zero for that as to whether a new map would even pass muster. And you've got a good dozen states here that are very much in the crucible, and whether that number shrinks or is added to, also to an open question. Indiana is another one that's been fascinating. A lot of Republican skepticism there. And in the state of Maryland, close here to D.C., they're talking about doing their own redistricting to try to add a Democratic seat as well. So there's sort of mutually assured redistricting that's going on here where both parties are going to try to squeeze as much out of this as possible. But even if you do redistrict, there's no guarantees that it will absolutely be the final word because, again, the courts may have something to say about it.
And while that's going on, we have West Virginia asking counties to join their state.
They do. I would chalk that up as a bit of a sideshow and something that's fun and interesting and that political scientists I'm sure are having a field day with. But I don't see a scenario, at least at this moment in time as we speak here, Joe, where West Virginia is going to grow in size.
Now, Dave, this seems to be something that both parties talk about. It's kind of like term limits where, you know, most Americans agree for term limits, but the parties in power can agree that they don't want term limits. The act to ban insider trading. Again, you hear Elizabeth Warren. She's for it. I believe I've heard Republicans saying they're for it. Yet it doesn't seem to ever get the votes to be put back in place. Where do we stand on stock trading with members of Congress?
Well, it's when the people who are subject to the rules get to make the rules, it's always a difficult situation. Imagine two sports teams taking the field without referees and saying, we're going to figure it out on our own. Probably not a lot is going to go well. But stock trading, there was a hearing in the U.S. House of Representatives just this past week where this question came forward. And again, I am always one to say, You don't, as a journalist, want to do a matter of false equivalency here. But to set the stage here going into this hearing, there have been numerous, literally dozens and dozens of Democrats and dozens of Republicans who have violated existing law. It's a law known as the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. The late Louise Slaughter, of course, of Western New York, was instrumental in getting this passed. It was a bipartisan bill. But the Democrats and the Republicans I just mentioned, they have violated this law, the transparency provisions of this law specifically, over and again over the past several years. And it's gotten to the point where there is a bipartisan coalition. And you mentioned a couple of names. I would add to that list. On the right, Ana Paulina Luna, Nancy Mace. On the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Premier Jayapal, members of the Squad. They're literally singing from the same songbook and saying, we have to do better. Current law is not enough. We need to get beyond the situation right now where we are not even trying to play by our own rules in some cases, and they want to ban members from being able to buy and sell individual stocks of companies that, in some cases, Joe, have incredible amounts of business before Congress, before the federal government, that spend millions of dollars every year lobbying the government, that have hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of dollars worth of contracts with government agencies. And they feel that it is just a situation that is untenable. It's one that Congress should do everything in its power to avoid, because whether there are real conflicts of interest or the perception of a conflict of interest, I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know, that Congress's popularity and the trust in Congress is at an all-time historical low right now. And the Democrats and Republicans who would like to see a stock trade ban in Congress take place, they believe that this would be a major effort and a step forward to restoring that trust, even in small amounts.
Dave, I usually end the interview by asking what to look forward to, but with the holidays coming up, is there anything to look forward to in these next few weeks?
Well, we're still in the midst of a certain Buffalo Bills loss hangover. Need I mention that? But I am very much looking forward to the Bills turning it around, and I am very much looking forward to getting back to Buffalo myself again for the second time in 2 weeks to go run the turkey trot. It'll be my 29th consecutive year if all goes well. And I think everyone's going to hopefully look forward to a little bit of a break from politics and not too much of a hardcore family-splitting conversation over the Thanksgiving table, if we can all avoid it.
I know I'm keeping my mouth shut. You know, that's Thanksgiving, and I don't have to work on Black Friday this year, so I will definitely not be talking politics for a few days.
Probably a prudent life decision, Jeff.
Yeah. Dave, will you be hanging around a little bit after the turkey trot, or is this one of those quick turnarounds?
Yeah, quick turnaround. I will be back in D.C. literally that day. Hopefully, if those flights are running on time, to get back to D.C. for Thanksgiving with my whole family back here. But it's always amazing to get back to Buffalo, even if it's for a brief period of time, to see friends and families back in the homeland. Looking forward to it.
Well, Dave, hopefully I'll run into you on Thanksgiving. See what I did there? Always
you're
great.
A clever guy, man.
Always great talking with you, and we'll hear you on Tuesday with Susan and Brian.
Looking forward to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.